Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the media availability for the newest Jet, Daniel Torgerson. Anyone with questions for Daniel, please use the raise hand function now, and I'll create a queue for questions. One question and a follow-up each, if you don't mind. And I'll introduce each of you, and you'll be prompted to unmute your microphone when it's your turn to ask your question. Let's get started with Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca. Go ahead, Ken.
Thanks, Trigger. Thank you, Daniel. What was the draft day experience like for you back in Sweden here?
Oh, it's a great day with a lot of fun stuff. It's been a really great evening. So it's been great.
For those who haven't seen you play, how would you describe your game?
I would say that I'm a guy who likes to play with the high speed and attack the goal, attack the net.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Alrighty, and we'll continue with Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Daniel. Congratulations. Can you tell us how you found out about the Jets picking you? Where were you and who did you talk to?
Thanks. I was in a restaurant with my family and my agent and just enjoyed the evening. Precisely before we will eat, I saw on the TV that the Winnipeg picked me, and it was a really nice feeling. I have really from the first meeting with them, I feel it was a great organization, and it's just felt good.
And then just to follow up on that, the Jets have a lot of players in the system from Sweden. I don't know, do you know any of the David Gustafsson, Simon Lundmark? They just picked Anton Johansson. Do you know any of those guys?
Yes, I know Anton Johansson. We've played together in a few tournaments in Sweden, so yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Alrighty, and we'll continue with Brian Munns from TSN 1290. Go ahead, Munsey.
Daniel, you talked a little bit about your playing style. Do you have a favorite player or somebody that you try and model your game after?
No, not really. I try to be myself and do the stuff that I'm good at. I'm not trying to compare myself with anyone else.
What's it been like for you? Obviously, things are different during the pandemic here in Canada, but you know, how have you kept yourself busy both on and off the ice in preparation for an upcoming season?
I would say that I've been good here in Sweden. We have I could go to the gym and on the ice. So it's just I've had really good preparations. This will be a good season.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Ted.
Thanks. Daniel, you talked about being in the gym. How important is it for you to use your size in your hockey game?
I would say it's really important. I'm a big guy, and we'll get better on the ice. We'll get some, I will use my body and it will help me really much.
Thank you.